Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Thursday, March 25th. I am Dave. This is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil, the one-hour interactive radio talk show. We're going to have some... Give me my glasses there, Steve-O, please. We're going to have some breaking news about the 1912 Hoover House. And, Jim, you want to go ahead and let everybody know what that is?
Yeah, just as about an hour ago, we had our... Final approval meeting with the zoning board here at Waynesboro, and they voted unanimously to approve to give a special license so that we are now the 1912 Hoover House is an official B2B. And, of course, we have Pam and Steve Barry are the host and hostess here. They're living on the premise and maintaining it. And we are officially open, so I guess the website connected with it and for reservations and all that, that will probably be going online here in the next 24 hours. Yeah. And so we're really excited. It's been an interesting process. We've learned a lot about a lot of things we never had any dealings with in the past, but... we had this past Saturday, we participated in the Founders Day for Waynesboro. We had a really nice attendance, a lot of people coming here and taking tours of the house. We also had a number of paranormal individuals here. So for a good portion of Saturday, there was a lot of table tipping, a lot of connection with various families and other spirits, and we had John Ruggiero
and Chris Theron.
They were here, and he got some interesting EVPs from what I understand. And we also had one of the girls that was here with her mother got an interesting photograph. Down the stair, Nina got a really neat photograph down the staircase as you come in, that initial hallway in that. She got a figure,
shadow figure
down there in the hallway. Do you know about what time that was when she took that?
I do not. I can probably message her and find out. But
And then we have coming up soon, who's that... coming in here for a couple days, doing some to gather some information.
Jack Kenna
will be here early part of April.
Jack and Carly will be here
for a couple days, and they're gathering some information and see what they can, what the spirits communicate with them. And then I guess the intent is if the activity level's enough. We're going to have a show coming in here to do some taping and things like that. So we're going to be really busy. We're already starting to get a lot of bookings, and we have a lot of friends that have either been here or are coming in the next several weeks. We do have to do, we've been so busy with the maintenance, we haven't really been able to do a lot of investigating on our own and introducing the spirits with the various equipment. That's something Dave's been noting, and Steve's been sounding that note as well. So the spirits here have never really been involved with investigative teams in the past. So we've got to start introducing them to some of the equipment so they become
comfortable
with it and start responding with that. Of course, in our little side light, we have done a lot of table tipping, and that's become a sort of a favorite venue. A matter of fact, this evening, when we finish our broadcast, we have a friend coming by with a table he just purchased from a local antique shop today. And we have Kyla coming over, and we're going to be seeing what that spirit attached is. So.
And now that you're going to be checking out a few places in Waynesboro here.
Yes.
Yep.
One's an antique shop, another one's a movie theater, and you're going to be checking those two out too.
So we hope as the year progresses, we hope to have several different locations very close by that pan out to have active, engaged spirits in, and be able to offer those to the paranormal community. So we're 25 miles from Gettysburg, according to the sign, right out front. And I anticipate this is a lot of virgin territory as far as the paranormal community goes. I think it's going to be surprising how much activity is here and how excited the spirits are to start to relate to us.
I think as you start investigating businesses here, I know I'm off camera, but I think you're going to have more businesses opening up and saying, hey, can you come check this out? I got some really weird things happen. You know why? Because this town isn't known for that. Gettysburg is. And being 25 miles out and being between not only Gettysburg but Antietam, a lot of stuff has happened. And, you know, it doesn't have to be only a war. It can be just people that lived here through the old-time days, you know. It's amazing. We got a lot of antique shops here, and antiques have stuff to them, you know. A lot of people.
I want to mention hello and a good evening to a lot of our regular friends, Colette, Theo, Debbie Dickey, my sister,
Dave Seiler. See who else we have on. Katie Turner, Sandy Springer, Jerry Swope on his wife's account.
He's in Facebook prison again.
And Michelle Williams. Yeah, and Shepherdstown is less than an hour.
Yeah.
And there's Harper's Ferry.
Yeah, all this stuff is really close. And if you're a skier, we have the ski slopes right here.
We got a ski slope on either end of us, basically.
And not only we're going to be doing paranormal stuff here, we're going to be doing contests, we're going to be doing events, you can do a wedding here, you can have a convention for your company, you know, company meeting here.
There's
so much you can do here.
There's a lot of natural things here to sort of key in spirit. I mean, I know a lot of people are into the various granite karst, limestone karst areas. This is very rich in that. We have a ton of creeks and rivers and water that generates activity because you have that constant erosion. So the spirit has a number of natural means of generating activity.
And now, during the Civil War, on their way to Gettysburg, what unit was it that came right through this town?
Well, it was Lee's bulk of his army. So I'm imagining, I'll have to research that, but my guess would be Longstreet's Corps.
Okay.
Because that's who they generally travel. We know that A.P. Hill, which was one of the corps commanders for Lee, he took the route that put him up at Cashtown.
Right.
So so this group headed, it actually split. You had a group coming up from what is now Route 11 through Greencastle, which is about 8 or 9 miles west of here.
Right,
so you had a group coming up that route. Then that was, most of that was General Early's Corps.
Okay.
And then you had
the unit that came through Chambersburg.
That was part of that. They got to Chambersburg, made a sharp right, and headed to Gettysburg over what's now Route 30.
Right.
And then you had a group that came from Waynesboro, and they traveled up, and many of those passed through Cashtown. So some of that group actually passed directly in front of the Cashtown Inn. There's a there's a famous depiction by one of the artists of Genoway P. Hill coming out on the front porch of the Cashtown Inn as those Southern troops were heading directly to Gettysburg. So that's all, for those who aren't familiar with the territory, that's all due west of Gettysburg, almost in a straight line. And those units were involved in the very first portions of the battle on day one. They arrived on the pike there and essentially were some of the early conflict. Now, some of the troops that came up from 11 went further up north by several miles up toward Carlisle, and then they crossed over, and those troops then came down from the north, emerging on that west side of Gettysburg. So you actually had them from about three areas meeting on that first day. But while there was no actual battle here in Waynesboro, Southern forces had control of this town for about a 10-day period. And judging from journals and historical records, most of the town people fled into the woods, and they buried their possessions in their local fields and stuff, and were basically avoiding the Southern troops because out of fear or whatnot. So we have picked up on at least one soldier here in the Hoover House, a Civil War soldier, who identified himself as having been fatally wounded at Antietam and gave us details of his unit and whatnot. Again, there's a lot of areas of this house, not only we, but nobody has really investigated. So we hope we're not boring everybody with talking this Hoover House, but there's a lot to be investigated here. One of our guests tonight, of course, Steve and Pam are running this property, and they're my partners in this venue. And we're going to have Steve on tonight to talk about an idea and a concept he has here for the Hoover House. So you want to come on?
I'll sneak over there, Steve.
Quick note from Steve. He wasn't sure if you talked to John about it.
Did you talk to John about Fatty Achievements and doing a cross investigation?
It's booked, the house. We don't have any access to it.
No,
I haven't. Yeah.
I'm staying down the road.
So. Oh, sure. No, but absolutely. Yeah. No, a matter of fact, I want to send him a letter in that, appreciating all his support in that on my behalf. So here, Steve, you want to jump in there and talk about some of the concepts you had?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do here at the Hoover House, which is you can have birthday parties, you can have weddings, you can have bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, birthdays, I think I mentioned. But my thing is I'm working at doing a paranormal challenge because we got 8,000 square feet, so we can easily put two groups in here. I wouldn't want the groups to be more than six members on each team because just to keep it more confined and you don't have so much contamination that way. So I'm going to be looking for two teams of six. And what it'll do is they'll investigate. One will go upstairs in the upper half of the Hoover. One will go down the basement. Then I'll switch. And then to do the two middle floors, we're going to have to kick one team outside for an hour, and they'll hang out with us, and we'll stay quiet. And then they'll switch, and I'll be able to do the middle half of the building. Because as you get closer to each other, you will have contamination.
Or you could do one team have the run of the house on a Friday, and the challenging team have the run of the house.
Or we can do it that way. We can do it that way, and then we'll put the teams up. I haven't planned exactly how I'm going to do this, but the Ghost Exchange will throw in a wonderful prize to the winner's team, so they'll get a nice piece of equipment, whoever has the best evidence. that's why we're trying to get people here right now to introduce the spirits to the equipment hab. They know how to use the tables, right? We all agree on that.
Right.
They know how to use tables. But this
and,
is all...
And they present themselves at various times.
Mm-hmm. Equipment's all new to them, so they're going to be shy of it. Some people may come here and say, oh, I got nothing. Well, I guarantee you'll get an EVP. But, you know, equipment they're not used to yet, and that's what Dave and I are working on in the gym. So we're going to start bringing out the equipment. We've been still getting work done in this place to get it up to par to where we need
to
be.
Where we think it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, where it should be. And today was the final step of actually getting the license and a grant from the town that we are actually a B&B now.
Right.
So we are legally a B&B as of an hour ago. If you want to book here, I advise you to book soon because we are booking up already. Pam's been constantly on the phone.
April is completely booked.
Yeah,
every
April's
weekend,
already
April
gone.
Is done.
So, I mean, during the week you're good. If
right.
you want to come during the
but
week, but the weekend
is
gone. So the
and
weekends
now,
are...
Now we've got at least 2 weekends in May that are booked.
Right. So they're going. So if you want to get something in, if you have a wedding you might want to do, get a hold of us. We do have a great caterer.
DJ system.
DJ, yeah, that's covered. So we got the music covered for you. Just give Pam a call. And Dave, I don't know if you can put the number on the screen.
Chat.
Sure. Dave will put Pam's number on the screen.
Right in the comments.
And please don't waste time because it is booking very fast.
And that number is?
717-521-7465. Or you can actually call the Hoover House. Let me get my phone. I have the number.
And we're not used to the Hoover House number yet.
Yes.
Yep.
But it does rain. It freaks me out, so I'm not used to having a house phone. So let me get my glasses on here because I am blind.
But I will let Dave put that number up there.
And we're also having next month, we're having the chili cook-off. So if you want to come down and taste some fantastic chili, that's going to be, what, the 24th of April?
Yeah, I believe 24th of April.
24th of April is
Pam
chili cook-off, correct, Pam?
Yes,
okay.
You will be posting that, and let me get to the phone.
Okay.
Where's my phone?
It's in your hands.
Yeah, I know it's in my hands, but I don't see my little phone. So here it is. Okay, here we go. Contacts. Let's go to the old Hoover House. H is for J. And the phone number is 717-655-7522. You can call the Hoover House. You can call us now if you want to have a question.
Yeah.
We can answer.
Well, not on that number, because that's what our connection is. They'd have to call.
Oh, never mind. Don't call that number. I know you're connected to that number now. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Holly said they made it to Pittsburgh. Today is the big day.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully you get a little bit better news in Pittsburgh, Holly, and we're all praying for you. We've already had a couple events here. We had Founders Day, as Jim talked about earlier. We had a lot of foot traffic thanks to Jenny and Bob and Yvonne and everybody that went up through town handing out cards. We had a lot of foot traffic for that. My oldest daughter, thanks to her, she did a great job helping Pam do tours through the house and giving some of the history. We have a Titanic event this weekend, so you can come on down for that if you're in the area. We've got some some trinkets that came out in 1912, the same year this house was built and the Titanic sank. Jim's got a coin set from that year, and we've got some photos, and we've actually got a book here that was written by a man, was it 12 years?
It was 14 years.
14 years before the Titanic sank, and this book literally describes everything in detail, the exact way it happened.
It was an American author.
American author named Morgan Robertson. And the original name of it was Futility, But the name got changed to The Wreck of the Titan, and this is the book, and it's not a thick book.
No.
But when you read this book, it is the exact events that happened when the Titanic sank 14 years later. It's almost prophetic. It's very, very creepy.
Yeah, let me, for the heck of it, I'm going to read two paragraphs at the end of there. She was the largest craft afloat and the greatest of the works of men. In her construction and maintenance were involved every science, profession, and trade known to civilization. On her bridge were officers who, besides being the pick of the Royal Navy, had passed rigid examinations in all studies that pertained to the winds, tides, currents, and geography of the sea. They were not only seamen, but scientists. The same professional standard applied to the personnel of the engine room and the stewards department was equal to that of a first-class hotel. Two brass bands, two orchestras, and a theatrical company entertained the passengers during waking hours. A corps of physicians attended to the temporal and a corps of chaplains to the spiritual welfare of all on board, while a well-drilled fire company soothed the fears of the nervous ones and added to the general entertainment by daily practice with their apparatus. So as you start to read this, there's so many similarities to the actual book. So he wrote this 14 years before, and when 1912 came that April, and the Titanic occurred, they reissued the name from futility. They changed it to The Wreck of the Titanic reissued the book.
But you know that ship right there never sunk.
It never existed.
No, it never sunk because they had flex seal.
Now, they were off on a few because they said they had the death toll at about 2,500.
That's darn close.
It's very close. And interestingly enough, if it had been carrying its higher capacity, that would have been the number. As it turned out, you only had about a third of the capacity filled. So anyhow, then there was... goes into the whole aspect about the lack of lifeboats and all that, compounding the tragedy. So they, afterwards, people tried to portray Mr. Robinson as some kind of soothsayer, but he always denied that aspect and said, no, he was strictly a writer, and he really didn't have any specifics or insights, as to what geared him to such a story. But there you are, life imitating art and so forth. So I was always fascinated by that substance.
Since we're in 1912, let's tell the folks what we found, that what companies and products were produced in 1912.
Well,
then we'll give a trivia.
First, you had Nabisco, the National Biscuit Company, was created in 1912. So your Oreo cookies first came out in 1912.
Can I get
you on? So Oreo cookies came out in 1912. Life Savers came out in 1912. The zipper was officially put into clothing in 1912. There was one other one that I always forget.
The brassiere.
The brassiere.
Dixie cups
and the brassiere.
Hellman's
Man. Prior to 1912.
Morton Salt came out in 1912. Hellman's Mayonnaise.
Hellman's Mayonnaise, Morton Salt.
Worcestershire salt. Wasn't it? No.
So prior to 1912, women did not wear brassieres. I'm guessing
that was
probably the corset, I would think.
Probably in the corsets.
So it took to the...
keep breaking up on her. I
don't know why. Sorry about that.
Are we breaking up on everyone?
It's breaking up.
Well, she was in Pittsburgh today, so that might have affected her.
Oh, is that Holly?
Yeah.
We were getting that last week. Some people didn't have any issue, and then some did. We get that.
So give your trivia question, and we'll wait till the end of the show to see if anybody gets the
answer.
Here's
a trivia question.
This is a great one.
All right, Lifesavers came out in 1912. what were the four flavors, and try not to look it up on the internet. Just try to guess them.
And as a hint, we'll say two of them are still in production today. Two are not, but two are.
Okay, so we'll hopefully nobody cheats. I mean, if you do, you're just cheating yourself because there's no real prize.
While we're here and while we have Steve, go ahead and announce the dates for the bash for this year.
They are August 20th through the 22nd at the Wyndham. There's one. There's one flavor up by John. John's got one right.
Wow. How did he get that one?
Yeah, how did he get that one?
She looked that up, John.
Yeah, I think John looked that up. There's one. Oh. So he has clove. Clove was one of the flavors in 1912.
That's good.
John asked earlier, by the way, do you sleep with those sunglasses on your head?
Yes.
I know. They're glued there. Why? They don't.
I've been known to wear my sunglasses on my head.
While we're waiting for answers, I think, tell them what you were hearing today upstairs.
Well, we have our daughter staying with us for this week. And this morning I got up to use the bathroom, and I walked past her room. And Marcia's been a little sketchy in here. It's like she hears noises. She's like a little weary and noisy. So I heard, hello. And I said, Marcia, that's just me heading to the bathroom. And when I came back, I heard her go, hello, hello. And then I just asked her a little while ago, why were you scared? Why were you asking hello? She goes, I'd say nothing to you. And we have all the flavors up there.
Yes,
Colette has two of them, licorice and wintergreen. And the other one is spearmint.
Right.
Not spearmint.
That wasn't spearmint.
Clove, licorice, wintergreen.
It's still around.
Still one more.
Yeah.
One more. It's still around.
Yeah, it's not spearmint.
But it's not.
I forgot what
you're
it was.
You're close, though.
There it is.
Peppermint.
And cherry was not one of them. It was peppermint, wintergreen, licorice, and clove.
They went in 1919. I guess they did away with the clove and licorice, and they went into the fruit flavors.
Cherry, grape, orange, lemon.
And we actually have in the back an original advertisement from 1919 promoting the licorice.
You know what's funny? We were in one of those stores when we were all antique shopping, and there was a vending machine, and there was a pack of Lifesavers in that old vending machine. I said, I wonder what year they were. I think they were peppermint. The peppermint, because they were blue. It was a blue wrapper. So I said, imagine. Oh, God, but they were like, they were still in that machine.
So as you can see, we've got a lot of things going on. Like I said, events are happening quickly between the Titanic event that we're doing this weekend, Chili Cook-Off in April. We're doing a Mother's Day tea in May. And we're going to have two different seatings for that between, said, around 10 and 3. We'll have two different seatings. And there's going to be tea and, I guess, a buffet-style seating. So, we've got a lot of ideas. We've got a lot of events
we're
thinking about.
Obviously, with a house this large and with a house this old, there's a lot of expense to that. So we're really just interested in sort of making our costs so that we can keep this open for the community. But we're trying to preserve the integrity of the structure as well as the integrity of these spirits. And they're here. And so far, they haven't really been bashful about communicating. We've had a number of loosely run events. Mike Simpson was down here a couple of weeks ago and helped us.
And that was when we did the unofficial field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we had activity in a number of the bedrooms. And the parlor, right to my left here, that always seems to be on board. That is, by the way, the area where our fabulous Emma the Table and her spirit has her preference for conducting the table tipping. So that area is frequently used. The back area to my right is the activities room, And that generally has a pretty active spirit presence in it as well. The basement, we still yet to do a session in the basement.
Yeah, we've got to straighten that up. We still have a lot of stuff stored down there that we have to move around, just put in its proper place. That'll take a day. It's nothing major.
And we
have bathrooms. We're working on those bathrooms downstairs.
I know I'm generally up on the third floor in the office, and something's always up there talking to me, but it's good. It's all cool.
Yeah. So we'll have the website up soon. We'll be working on the website.
Hopefully
the website people are actually here.
Yes.
Waiting for us after the show to go over and start building this website.
Hopefully the spirits will help me with the bookkeeping here.
You got that job.
Put
the
usury fees in.
Yeah, I'll give you that job. You can do bookkeeping.
So we're trying to come up with new innovative ways
if any suggestions, give them to us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're open. Listen, whatever you guys want to happen,
By all means. Yeah. Oh, I just brought over today. We're going to, and we've won this through with Spirit, and they seem to be pretty excited. Spirit Bingo. We've actually got our bingo set over. Steve was making sure it was intact.
We were missing one number, but we found it.
We found one. We've got a couple different varieties or means that we're going to attempt to do bingo with spirits, and we'll sort of keep everybody abreast how that works out. So please, if you have any ideas or concepts for us, please float them by to us. We're looking at new and innovative ways to relate to and communicate with spirit while respecting spirit and maintaining the integrity of that spirit. And we're sort of on guard. We've already encountered a few minor incidences where people may have brought in other spirits. So we're sort of on guard to that and the introduction of any negative spirits. So one of the questions I've asked everyone who's come and spent some time with us is whether or not they pick up on any of these negative spirits or anything that they're a little alarmed by. And so far, I'm glad to report that answer is no. So that's a good thing.
So, again, to reiterate that, in addition to, obviously, paranormal investigations, we are trying to come up with new innovative events to hold here because the size that we have available to us, that's both good for us financially and business in a business sense and good for our community. We've met pretty much all of our neighbors so far. They all actually came over on Founders Day, some across the street and the ones to our right, and we had a very good time. We had a good conversation with them. They all seemed very nice, very welcoming to the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, the one across the street, Pam, didn't he offer tell us any time we needed some fruits and veggies and flowers
to
come over to his yard and just knock on the fence? He's pretty much out there all day, so, that's always nice to have a fresh grocer in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, but the most important thing for us, obviously, aside from covering our bills, is keeping the integrity of this house intact. No modernizing. There's some modern furniture in here, as is to be expected of a house of this size.
Yeah, there's TV sets.
Yeah, we have TVs. We have running water. There's no outhouse or anything like that.
Every room has a refrigerator. So right. If you rent a room here, you do have a refrigerator in your room. You do have a TV. Everything's ran by Roku stick, so learn Roku before you come here. So
baby showers, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you have baby showers, you have weddings, you have bridal showers, bachelor parties.
Pole's not included, though.
You can bring your own pole.
Yeah.
Let him look at it. So you can fly the big girls in. Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, we'll take them.
As far as the maintenance and the upkeep of the house, we have changed nothing. The structure is still the same. The fantastic woodworking and carvings are still the same. We've went through great lengths to refurbish the wood floors on the main level and on the stairs and all throughout the bedrooms. So, you know, it's one of those things. There's actually a woman that lives out, I think it's in Minnesota, does a TV show called Rehab Addict. And her whole thing is bringing these old homes that are just dilapidated and run down and abandoned and bring them back
to life,
former glory. And that's definitely what we want to achieve here. You know, it's going to look, it's time, but with some of the more modern conveniences. So, Psychic Fair, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have
the bar coming from the Seven Stars Tavern.
Right.
That's being refinished right now.
We're going to have...
that's out of Gettysburg.
I know Pam's already building in the brain for Psychic Fairs because we've got such a beautiful...
Our Tarot Tea and Reiki is being birthed.
Tarot Tea and Reiki.
That's in May.
That's going to be in May.
We're going to have your friends from Lilydale.
Yeah.
Yep, Lilydale.
Coming down.
Bobby Robinson's going to come down. And like I said, as far as the Psychic Fair, we've got this beautiful courtyard basically in the front with pavers, and it's wide open.
It's
well
lit up,
maintained. So, it's got a lighting throughout, so we can have plenty of stuff out there.
We've had a commitment from Bob.
Yes, Debbie, we are having a Psychic Fair.
Yeah.
Debbie Dickey.
Psychic Fair.
Yeah.
And then Rob Gutro is already committed to coming up here for a weekend and doing a reading of pets.
Mark Nesbitt has got an event that he's planning to do here.
And I know our friend Big Dave Bynum is going to be bringing up
Civil War. That's
living history. I don't want to say reenactment.
Living
history.
That's the beginning of July.
That's
going to
be in the first weekend of July.
Yeah.
So
to correspond with
the Battle of Gettysburg, correct.
Anniversary. Yeah.
So that's going to be a pretty cool event, I think. They're going to be in full gear and dress, and they'll be pitching tents and everything out in the front, and it's going to be really fun.
And we are roughly 20 miles in different directions from five major Civil War battlefields.
Yep.
So anybody who's a real bug with that Civil War history and whatever, this is a nice central point.
To go out any direction
and
hit history.
Seeing that history of that era. So we're very centrally located
in
a lot of significant historical events.
And for those of you who so choose, we have a pub right across the street.
Yes.
We've got a place in town that's only two blocks up that does fantastic breakfasts, except for Monday and Tuesday.
They may have opened up. That may be just a COVID.
I don't get it wrong. Is it Christie's or Christine's?
Christine's.
Christine's, okay. They have great breakfast food. They're open till 2 in the afternoon because they specialize in breakfast.
We have Frank's pizzeria.
And Pizza Hut.
And Pizza Hut. And Toledo's.
Did we mention Frank's?
And Frank's.
Domino's. About two or 3 miles down, we've got the Red Run Grill, which does fantastic barbecue.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
You have...
never far from a Frank's.
You have your typical Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, everything's here.
There's a Dunkin' a couple miles
Dunkin'
down.
Dunkin' Donuts.
So
there's also
Starbucks. Yeah.
So we have Starbucks. We have everything.
Yeah. So we're already envisioning Thanksgiving dinners and New Year's Eve and things like
New
that.
New Year's Eve party, yeah.
Yeah. So the possibilities are limitless, really, but it all depends on us doing our work and doing our job and doing it well and attracting the attention and getting those people in here who see our work pay off and how well it turns out. So, but the main thing that we had to overcome was what happened hour and a half ago now, and that was getting that final approval from Waynesboro Zoning Board, and it was unanimous. So
Twice.
We had
boards.
To do the minor board
we
and the major
the,
board.
The major board and the minor board, and they both unanimously gave us the okay to move forward, which is great. So we're officially not only an Airbnb, but officially a bed and breakfast.
Right.
So.
So we've already got a, like Steve said, we've already got a website. I don't know if, I guess it's either just about complete or is complete.
They
or,
are working on it.
Okay.
And, they,
so that'll be up shortly.
That'll be up shortly.
Not
today, though.
Right. And but what we'll be able to do now?
When they're
Airbnb,
done with the
right?
Yeah, Airbnb, they'll be able to go on the Airbnb site. I don't know if Pam has posted yet. I think she's probably getting ready to post the Airbnb.
She's working on it. So within the next 24 hours, we'll be up on Airbnb.
Yeah, well, you can hit the book now.
After your appointment tomorrow.
Okay, so it'll be up tomorrow.
Yep.
I have to go for an MRI tomorrow, but
just,
after the MRI.
Just in the case that Steve decides to join the spirit colony.
Yeah, I'm going for an MRI tomorrow.
We'll
so.
Do a table tip in his honor.
I'm still.
Oh my God.
The quote, they find nothing
now,
wrong.
Remind me.
We finally got it to go airborne.
Yeah, there we go.
Remember, Pam. He does have a thing in his chest, so if that MRI rips it right out, if it's not on video, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
So.
Did you take that insurance policy out on me today?
Absolutely.
No, we took it out last week. We doubled it today.
We doubled it.
The Hoover House
was
paid off.
But
supposedly, it doesn't pull anything out of you. We'll
so over the next few days and weeks, we're going to be doing... Not, I wouldn't say investigations on a daily basis, but we're going to be spending more time now that we've got everything where it needs to be, and we're going to be introducing equipment. Hour here, a couple hours there, introducing the equipment that we use on a full-scale investigation so that as the summer rolls in and more teams want to come and more events want to happen, the spirits here are now more familiarized with our equipment. They understand that it's not there to hurt them, and it's a way for them to
communicate
with us.
The show after this, Pam's got, we're tying in with the SOS team, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Pam and Steve are going to be doing the show with Holly Nettles.
We are sold out for our April 2nd investigation.
We are sold out for the April 2nd investigation. Awesome. So Jody Nettles is going to have Pam and Steve on to discuss SOS Teen Camp this year and about them possibly coming to spend a day roaming around the Hoover House.
I'll let you also know, not to get off subject, but an update on the bash. Rooms are going fast. Now that COVID restrictions are being lifted more and more and more, the Wyndham had contacted us and said there's very little rooms left. If you want a room, please get your room now. You don't have to pay for it now. All you are is reserving your room. And don't wait. Actually, we made contact with the National Guard today. The National Guard looks like they will be there with their Humvees this year. So it's getting bigger as each year goes by. We did lose a couple of our tribute trucks due to COVID. Some of the guys had hard times. They had to sell some of their vehicles to get by. We lost Agent Orange. We lost Blue Havoc. We still have
Blackout
coming.
Batmobile.
And the Batmobile. And Equinox. But I am in the mix of building a 911 Mustang. Hopefully that will be there. It's most likely going to be done before the bash, so, and maybe launched at the bash, but I actually wanted its first ride to go to Shanksville with a bike escort, which I was talking to Sean Wood about. I'm waiting to hear back from him. This car is not going to have destruction on it. It's going to be a total memorial to 9/11, so it'll have the Pentagon on it, have all the flights on it. The hood will be the Twin Towers with flags on it. It's going to be a beautiful job. You guys seen what Key Green did, Marvis did on the Equinox. He'll be doing a great job along with this other guy. Keith is working it, and Todd will probably be all working together again on this. So these guys do excellent work. The car was just tinted today. The windows were tinted in it. I actually can show you a picture of what the car looks like. It's a 2006 Mustang. You will be able to follow the build because we're doing something we've never done before, and we're going to allow you to see the car being torn apart and painted, and each day as it comes along, it'll be a Facebook page you can go to and watch this build be done. I just got to go into my gallery, and this is the car. I don't know if these guys can see it. Where's the camera up here? Right there. You can't really see the stripes on the hood. Where's the camera up there?
There
it is. All right, there you go. So that's the car right there that we're doing. Those stripes will be coming off and be painted on because they are decals. And where those two stripes are, those will be the Twin Towers right across the hood. The plate on the car, we have a special plate being made for it to Pennsylvania. Hopefully the first memorial trip for the car will be in Shanksville where Flight 93 went down. So that's what we're doing. You know, like I said, again, you'll be able to watch this car be built. The guys that are doing it from the garage will do a live feed as they tear apart. The glass has got to come off. The hood's got to come off. The back glass has got to come out. Everything's got to come off this car. Taillights, bumpers, you name it. It all comes off, mirrors, and everything gets all painted, airbrushed, and then the car gets put back together and then re-cleared. So it's going to be something amazing that's never been done before. We wanted to build a car with power. We had a choice. I know some people are Chevy people, but we couldn't. Every Chevy we found had a V6 in it, not a V8. This is a GT. So it was garage kept, very well taken care of. 68,000 miles on it. I think it'll do us really, really, really well for the build. So
I think that's because all the V8s were bought and are still being used by the owners, as opposed to the V8 Fords that kept getting turned back in for problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So. But
you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the brand, the make, or model. It's
going to
be a special project.
It's the cause.
Absolutely. So, Colette wants to know if they're going to have anyone doing magic at the bash.
Not that I'm aware of. We've never had a magician there before. You know someone?
I don't know. I can make food disappear for you.
Get a hold. Use the same number we posted before. 717-521-7465. We'll definitely take a look at the magician. Maybe he can make magic happen and make sunlight come out if it rains. You never know.
There's a buffet. I can make the food disappear.
It's
a lot of things going on right now. I would say within the next 6 months, we are just jam-packed with between this place and the events and the investigations and the bash.
The
store, of course, the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange. Now, when does that start its full-time hours?
April 1st. Am I correct, Pam? Not April Fool's Day or April 4th?
April 1st. They start there.
We will be fully open.
Full open hours. So.
So,
yeah, that's...
Look for Eric. Eric will be at the store this weekend holding down the fort.
I'll be over there Saturday for a little bit because I got to pick up my Girl Scout cookies.
Good. So be kind to Eric.
Tell Jerry's family.
Help out. That's Jerry on his wife's account because he's on Facebook here.
Jerry ran from this Mustang the other day.
Dodge speed and power.
He took off. He has a Hemi in that truck and he took off.
He does.
But,
So, like I said, there's just so much that's going to be going on over the next 6 months. But we love it. It keeps us busy. It keeps us going. It keeps us motivated.
Are we supposed to see Jerry soon anyway tonight?
I thought he was supposed to be.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be over here today, Jerry.
Where are you?
So, Jerry's only 4 miles from us, if that. I think he's like 2. He says 4, but I think it's 2.
But, you know, like I said, it's definitely a labor of love, all these things, and we really want to share this place with you. If you've seen previous shows where we did the tour of the house, You saw the Holzer suite with all those beautiful built-in bookcases. We would love to make that a quote-unquote paranormal library and just have a collection of data and evidence and photo books and things like that to keep there so when guests come, they can look through it. And maybe they've got something they can print out and add to it, you know?
There's books, and we don't even know what books are in there.
I know there's a lot of like school books, and I don't mean school books like high school, but I mean there's like mathematics and there's books on of all things like politics and, you know, just things that an adult would sit and read.
Right. Okay, Jerry, we'll see you soon. There's books, there's DVDs near the Civil War.
Yes, there are.
That's another thing we had purchased. We had purchased a outdoor screen, so we'd be out playing
all
movies. Okay, go ahead, take your time on the show. I'll be with her in a little bit. I have to leave shortly and go to another show.
Well, we got.
But what's going to happen is we can play movies outside on the patio. It's a projector, a big screen outside that we can blow up the screen, and be able you can watch Civil War movies.
Well, you guys can watch. After I'm done blowing that thing up, I'm down.
So it'd be there. I don't know what happened to Jim. We lost him.
Yeah.
He may be upstairs doing the billing.
He might be. But, you know, like I said, Jim and I know personally have been talking about it for years. If there was a central hub that you could collect data and evidence from all these different investigations all around the world, and not so that you hoard it, but just so there's a central, quote-unquote, library for it.
Right.
And then catalog it, get it online, on the website, everything. So people have one spot they can go to instead of having to search constantly, searching, Googling for this pick, Googling for that pick, just one central site. And I think, you know, assuming we can get the work done, I think something like those bookcases would be a great place to start and jump that off.
And don't forget, if you come up with any ideas of some kind of event you'd like to see done here, let us know. We'll take a look at it.
Yeah. Or if, you know, you have an event that you'd like to do, call and talk to Pam and Steve and pitch it to them, and, you know, we'll see what can be arranged. You know, like Steve said, 8,000 square feet, two parlors, I mean, a giant outdoor area. There's not a whole
sitting
lot we aren't able to do.
Floor,
yeah, go up to the
two patios out there.
You got two outside
patios out there.
Areas. So there's not a whole lot we can't do. So...
And food-wise, too. We have the
gourmet
kitchen.
We have
chef's kitchen. So
yeah, we do.
Anything you need, we have now.
Yep, and now we're legally able to use it.
Yep, as of an hour and a half ago.
Yep.
We are officially in business. Try and think of the other ideas I had. Again, keep in mind, I will be posting something on that paranormal challenge. I just wanted to sit down, talk with Dave, and go over the right way to do this so I don't screw up, because I do have so many projects going on. More brain is always better than my own thoughts. So,
starting this weekend with the Titanic event, if you're in the area, swing on over and check it out. There's no charge. It's all free. There'll be light refreshments. Then April 24th, we have the chili cook-off. The Gettysburg Ghost Exchange starts its full-time hours on April 1st.
The chili cook-off is amazing. You don't want to miss that. And if you can make chili, there is a prize for that. I don't know what we're giving away yet, but I know there'll be a trophy. You have to be actually Jack from Cashtown. Was the winner last year. Jack, the owner of Cashtown Inn, he won the chili cook-off last year. The bash, you have to be Kenny Biddle. Kenny Biddle won the bash contest for dancing and whatever else we have there, so you'll be competing against him. You're going to have to beat him. We should have the dunk tank this year at the bash.
So you'd be able to dunk your favorite celebrity if we can get them to all go in there. Maybe Scott Porter will jump in there. Stephanie or someone like that. Maybe we can get them to hop in there. You never know. You never know who's going to be in there.
I'll
Best
be there.
Heckler should go in there, really, because that's what really is people.
Your heart can't take that. But everybody, thanks for tuning in. Such great, exciting news. And we thank you guys for staying with us. And every time you're in the area, pop in. Somebody's always here. And stay safe, and we'll see you next week for the two-hour show. Have a great weekend.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, I got to move to the next one.
Joe Biden's son committed a felony when he lied on a gun application.
Did he sign this out?
That's not such
a question. Post it, put you in prison.
When we get out, they got the application.
Put me in prison if I did.
And he's already a convicted felon.
Didn't they go to